Michael Douglas has done it. So has Gene Hackman, Jack Nicholson, James Garner, and Jack Lemmon. They're all leading men who've played the president. Now it's Harrison Ford's turn. Ford stars in Air Force One, the new summer action thriller that opened today. John Powers has a review.
It's hard to know what to make of the president these days. Earlier this year, in Absolute Power, he was a sexually sadistic philanderer who'd murder to keep in office. Now he's turned into Indiana Jones. The movie is Air Force One, and Harrison Ford stars as President James Marshall, a war hero and family man who's grown ashamed of himself for bowing to political expediency in dealing with terrorism. At a speech in Moscow, he vows that he'll never do this again. He'll never negotiate with terrorists. But as he flies home to the States with his wife and daughter, Air Force One is hijacked by a fanatical group of pro-Russian soldiers led by Gary Oldman, who demand the release of a messianic general who's in prison. Marshall has to decide whether to negotiate or take back the plane himself. Bet you can guess which one he chooses. After all, this is no wimp, but a take-charge guy whose authority is obvious when, calling from Air Force One, he finally reaches Vice President Glenn Close and his cabinet at the White House.
Listen to me. You know who I am. I'm the President of the United States.
Yes! Don't think that means I don't shoot you. Put your hands behind your head and move. Go on, Biat!
It's your lucky day. What more can my people do and tell the F-15s to fire at the plane?
Even if they try it, we're equipped with tactical countermeasures.
He's talking to us.
What are you telling me? What do you mean?
I just want you to feel secure. That way no one will get hurt. The computer will fly circles around any missile they fire at us. No hit, just a shockwave.
He's telling us what to do.
Believe me, all that had happened is we'd get knocked off our feet. That's all.
Shut up!
God. Is he saying what I think he's saying?
If we're going to act, we have to act now.
It's too risky.
The president is up there with a gun to his head.
He's asking us to do that? To Air Force One?
He's not asking. Your commander-in-chief has issued a direct order. Do it!
It's a defining feature of pop culture that it rewards a catchy idea, be it the Energizer Bunny or Joan Osborne's chorus to What If God Was One of Us. Air Force One is going to be a hit, not because it's a great movie, but because it has a terrific hook. The president takes back Air Force One. Can't you just hear someone pitching that? There's something wonderfully silly and compelling about the idea of making the president the hero of what's essentially a Steven Seagal picture. After all, who can resist watching a 50-something commander-in-chief wipe out a bunch of cruel, blustering, self-pitying Ruskies with a penchant for overacting? As he showed in Das Boot, the German director Wolfgang Petersen knows how to build suspense using confined spaces. We always know exactly where Marshall is in the plane and where the bad guys are, too. Such precision makes the ludicrous seem almost realistic. But Petersen's skill doesn't save Air Force One from wearing you out. Like nearly all summer movies, it doesn't know when to end, piling on climax after climax, spectacular scene after spectacular scene, in a desperate attempt to top itself and all previous action picks. Like all such movies, it also tries to come up with a tagline, like Make My Day, that will be on everyone's lips. Marshall's big line here is, Get off my plane, which actually sounds a lot like the attitude of our commercial airlines these days. I almost expected him to add, And stop whining because we didn't feed you lunch. As you'd expect, the pundits are already pontificating about what this, and all the other presidential movies, reveal about our national psyche. Much of this speculation is overblown nonsense, for one should never confuse Hollywood movies with what America is really thinking. Still, it does say something about Bill Clinton's aura of ambiguity, that since he took office, we've been inundated with films that show the president to be everything from a hero to a monster. And in James Marshall, Air Force One does seem to offer the kind of president that millions say they dream of. Sort of a white Colin Powell. He's a war hero. He says what he means and means what he says. He's tough enough to take care of business, yet tender enough to have a woman vice president. Harrison Ford even seems presidential, although in real life, he's not tall enough to get elected.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.